This is Passport to Texas. As you round the bend during a hike, you spy a buck with large, flawless antlers. Your heart races, your breathing becomes shallow, your nerves tingle. Hunters call this buck fever, and it's caused by the sight of perfect antlers.
Nice, smooth lines, tall tines coming off the main beams, very symmetrical, one side to the other.
John Stein knows a thing or two about perfect antlers. He's curator at the Buckhorn Saloon and Museum in San Antonio. Antler and taxidermy-covered walls draw visitors to the saloon by the thousands.
Overall in the collection, there's over 1,200 trophies that are on the walls of all different species.
Some hunters shell out big money to landowners to bag trophy animals on their property, money the landowner funnels into management and conservation. For 25 years, deer experts at the Kerr WMA have studied the genetic and nutritional aspects of antler growth in bucks and shared the data with landowners. Biologist Gene Fuchs.
The information that we've gained from this study shows that through selection, by never allowing a buck that was a spike to ever breed a doe, we produced no spike antlered yearling bucks 2 years in a row. And a percentage of good quality antlered yearling bucks has steadily increased.
Opening day for deer season in the north and south zones is November 3rd. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds whitetail research in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.